haven't talked about Seattle's longest-serving council member in quite some time. Of course, I'm talking about Shama Sawant.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sworn in for another term yesterday, and she took the opportunity to launch a tax Amazon movement. Mm-hmm. She's looking for anywhere from $200 to $500 million a year from Amazon and other large corporations in the area. They want to spend it on things like affordable housing and solving the homelessness crisis. Sawant says that it's not a tax on jobs. It's a tax on big corporations.
Uh-huh.
That might sound a little bit defensive because you remember back in 2018, there was the head tax measure. It would have charged businesses $275 a year for each full-time employee, but a bunch of people fought over it, so it ended up being scrapped. So she says this time around, she's open to some negotiations, and we'll see how we make out from here.
You know what my mama used to say? Baby, it's not how you say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Your mom is a correct lady.
Yeah, we don't get along, though. Anyway, let's just keep it to 100.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with Shama Sawant, in this case, Shama, I'm kind of on your side a little bit because I'm getting to the point now where these big businesses, they do need to be, we need to get the tax deal because we know individually these rich folks ain't really being taxed too much.
Mm-mm.
And we're expecting them to kind of give a little bit. So I am with Shama Sawant a little bit. I wasn't before, okay? I really wasn't. I wasn't. And I think I was more jaded by the extremeness of it, and I was more jaded by the delivery and the message.
Yeah.
Okay? Because sometimes I like to think that I talk to you guys a certain way, right? Like, with respect.
Right.
Right? And I don't think anybody wants to be talked to or pointed at.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Use your thumb and not your finger, and life is better. See? You don't point at nobody. You put the thumb towards yourself. And so, in this case, I do think going forward, I'm kind of on some taxes. I want some bigger taxes. What you got?
Yeah, I think it's a multi-pronged solution here, right? First, to address
multi-pronged
what you said,
always sounds real.
Yeah, I mean, things aren't simple. This society and how we finance its operation is not an easy thing to tackle, right? So while I agree with you, I'm not crazy about the way she treats people who disagree with her. I say that about a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's just something that bothers me. You need to do two things. We need to have the money to be able to work on issues, but we also need to make sure that the money we're collecting is being spent appropriately,
right?
And the problem is with the first part of that, with the financing things, we're running out of blood, and we're just trying to squeeze these stones, and there just isn't any left. If you leave all of this to people who can barely make ends meet, that's just not going to work out. People don't have money. There are institutions, there are corporations, and there are people who have plenty to spare. So you take a little slice from them, and then you make sure and you hold accountable the people who are in charge of it to make sure that that money is being spent well.
Scale of 1 to 10, your confidence in money being spent well with local government here. Yes, go.
Oh, 6.